At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 905 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to do that. If you got a question for Lance. All right, Lance, tell us about the we're going to do the Giannis thing in just a little bit. But we tease this, that Lance is going to give us some winners. Everybody's got their notepads out.
Well, I don't know about winners. You got to tell me. Hey, go to your gambling site, MyBookie.ag, see if you have combines.
Okay.
MyBookie. And I'll go directly off of that, and we're basically doing something for your
the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you that.
Okay, so what did you learn most of players who the one that surprised you the most was the kid from Arkansas?
Drew Sanders was kind of a revelation for me because I think
I still see him in the second round with a lot of places.
Yeah, they haven't caught up. They don't know. Mm-hmm. Drew Sanders he had 100 tackles, 13 and a half tackles for loss, 9 or 9.5 sacks. He's 6'4", going to be about 240 pounds or 235. He's going to run fast, pretty fast. He's going to jump pretty high. He was a 5-star out of Denton at Alabama, and then he transferred from Alabama. He is by nature a defensive end, a pass rusher, but he doesn't want to play with his hand in the ground. He wants to be an inside linebacker, and he was good at it. But he's only played there 1 year, so he's going to keep getting better and better and better. He's a guy that's going to get drafted earlier than people think, and I've been checking him with teams. So Drew Sanders will be a good tester, and he's going to be a guy that you hear a lot about. I would also say, so unfortunately I've heard that we're not going to see Tyree Wilson work out. He's not going to work out. I don't believe that I'm not sure if Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to run. I'm not sure that
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Wyatt, Jalen Hyatt. I think Jalen Hyatt is going to run. I believe there's a couple of fast guys who may or may not run, but going down my list, some things to expect. Okay, Christian Gonzalez, he's going to be
cornerback
from Oregon. He's going to check in at about 6'2" and over 200 pounds.
Wow,
he's going to jump over
top
40.
10.
Yeah.
Okay, what's his under over on draft?
Like 14 and a half in that neighborhood.
Go under.
Oh yeah, it's if you can find it. Yeah, he's gonna jump over 40 inches. He's gonna run low 4.4s, maybe even faster. His workout's gonna be insane. He's gonna be the talk of the combine at cornerback. He's gonna be really, really, really fast. Luke Musgrave, the tight end, is gonna jump about 36 and a half inches vertical. He's gonna run in a 4.5s. So this is a tight end running in a 4.5s at 257 pounds. I mean, like 250, 255 pounds. He's going to be the talk of the combine as well. you've got, let's see, another big tester is Keon White has a chance to hit 40 reps, the defensive end, 40 bench press reps, a defensive end from Georgia Tech. That's an extremely high amount for a guy who is a defensive end and not a defensive tackle or an offensive guard. And he's about 6'4", 290 pounds. and is just pure muscle and should run, is going to run really well too. Keon White is going to run in the high 4.5s to low 4.6s and bench press. It may be the fastest 40 time with the highest bench press ratio that we've ever seen. Let's see. Another guy, Miles Murphy, is going to be a big tester from Clemson. Will McDonald jumped over a car. There's a video of him jumping over a car. The Iowa State defensive end, he's expected to have a vertical jump of about 43 inches. So he's going to be a guy that tests extremely well.
Over odds, highest vertical jump is 43 and a half.
I'd go over.
You're going to go over?
Yeah, he's jumped 42 to 43 inches. You need one guy. I've got a 42-inch vertical verified from Christian Gonzalez. I'd go over. I think somebody can hit 44 inches.
Well, that's 44 is just barely. I mean, if that's,
40. Well, it's once you get to that point, it's like being a sprinter, you know, a 9.95 and a 9.91. You know, it's
most bench press reps, 39 and a half.
Over.
Over.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple guys that could hit 40. There's like three guys that have a pretty good shot of hitting 40. Yeah.
Fastest shuttle runs, 3.88.
I think under.
You think under?
Mm-hmm.
Slower than that?
No. Under, meaning lower.
Oh, lower than 3.88. Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you think that this is going to be...
Okay, can I tell you? DJ Turner has already run one at... What number
3.88.
Oh, no. I don't have that number. Yeah, I don't know on that one. That one's tough. That's really fast. What's the other one?
60-yard shuttles, 10.81.
Not as many people run that one. Give me another one. You have three cone?
No, I got longest broad jump, 11.5.
Even on Bruce Feldman's freak list, I can't find somebody with that long.
Really?
Yeah.
So go under?
Yeah, I'd probably go under.
Go under that one? That's it. That's all I find here.
You don't have three cone?
40-yard dash, 4.275.
DJ Turner has run a 4.28. Blazing. Cornerback from Michigan. Tank Dell's going to run in the low 4.3s. Keaton Mitchell, running back East, is going to be in the low 4.3s from East Carolina. I can't stress how fast that is. 4.275, I'm going to go over.
Over.
Yeah, it's too hard to get there.
Yeah. No.
I'm looking to see if I can find any crazy broad jumps for you. And I can't find, like, that broad jump is insane. Here's another 42-inch vertical. If Travius Hodges Tomlinson, LaDainian Tomlinson's nephew, if he works out, he's got a 43-inch vertical, a 42-inch vertical in his background.
He's got a 42?
Mm-hmm.
They got former, Chris Conley had the highest vertical jump over the last 10 years.
What was that at?
He reached 45 inches.
Mazi Smith, the defensive tackle for Michigan, might also get to 40 bench reps. He's going to be a freaky tester.
They think
also.
Quentin Johnson has a chance. This one thinks Quentin Johnson has a chance. Johnson.
A vertical leap?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might.
They think he's got a chance to. Quentin Johnston's going to go 44 on his vertical jump? Does that not count?
Well,
I mean, you're not high on Quentin Johnston.
No, I was expecting to be much higher on him. Most people I talk to, it's just his hands aren't very good, and he doesn't run routes very well. Like, he's Jalen Hyatt is a vertical guy too, but Jalen Hyatt catches most of the passes thrown his way. Quentin Johnston's actually a little bit more of a little more complete wide receiver than Hyatt. He doesn't compete as hard for the ball, and his hands weren't as good. But, yeah, he's probably going to be a really good tester. That's something I expect to see. 22 miles an hour. There's a couple guys that were 23 miles an hour, which is extremely fast. Here's a 24 mile an hour.
What? Jalen Carter says he's not going to work out. Doesn't matter, right? I mean, he's going to take his physical, and he's going to talk to teams, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah, that sucks, though. We like seeing him. I mean, that's how Trayvon Walker ended up being the first pick, his workout. It wasn't just the measurables. You know why Trayvon Walker went first? Because his workout, everyone saw how fluid he was, and they were like, oh, my gosh. I think it mattered more for him than it will Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter, the most important thing part of the combine is going to be his discussions with teams, because they're going to ask him. Because Jalen Carter, I don't care what anyone says, Jalen Carter got in trouble for not coming to meetings on time, practices. There was stuff where I've heard it from more than one source that Kirby Smart had to basically sit down Jalen and his mom and say, "This isn't, he's going to be gone. We're going to get rid of him from the program. There's issues." And I know his team put out the that he, you know, did nice things like help one of his walk-on teammates with food, you know, bought food, and that's great. That doesn't change saying that you're doing something that's compassionate for someone else is great. It doesn't change you got to be on place to places on time, and your football character needs to be a certain level. So I think, you know, the teams will all know all this stuff, and they'll press him on that. And how he answers questions, how he comes off, his personality, they're going to read him, and the talent is, you know, the talent. But if he has a bad interview, if they don't like the way the things they hear, if he's not honest about things that they already know are the truth,
he still ain't going past.
It's going to hurt. I don't think he's going past five. I think he could slip to. I think he could slip to five.
Really?
Think there's not. Yeah. Well, just because you have two quarterbacks, and Tyree Wilson is going to be a wild card, and then you have Will Anderson. So Jalen's now from a you can't slip past four from a talent standpoint. But if anyone is scared of his character, he could slip past Tyree Wilson. Could sneak ahead of him. So that's one thing. Jalen Carter could go anywhere from 1 to 5. Will Anderson could go anywhere from 1 to 5. Tyree Wilson might go inside. Could go anywhere from 4 to 5. Justin Stroud is the guy that could slip a little.
CJ.
Yeah. CJ Stroud. Yeah.
Yep. All right. When we come back, we'll hear from Giannis and crushing people. It was a joke. It was actually a joke, but we will hear.
It still sounds
great.
Still sounds
it's
bad.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll do that on the other side. But right now we're talking about laser hair removal. Your ears, your nose, your back.
So you try to put hair on people.
Well,
on their heads.
On their head. That's where hair belongs.
You try to put it where it belongs.
Well, when you get older, you get hair growing out of your ears.
I know.
You got hair on your back.
Good is it when
it's awful?
Your barber or the person who's cut your hairstylist or whatever goes, "Here, let me take care of this ear for you." What?
Well, what about my head? Well, you know, don't worry. That's easy.
Yeah. So you're helping people go on top.
Right.
But get off of my ears.
That's right. Get off my ears, my back. Yeah. I'll shave your back. Okay. No, don't shave your back. Get it laserly hair removed. I don't think that's a word. It's laser hair removal, and it doesn't come back. Girls just don't like hair. Sorry. Guys, okay, you got a hairy back. It's not attractive. Maybe you put on a few pounds. How about they've got a great weight loss? At 975medspa.com, you're going to look better, okay? You're just going to feel better. Everything about it is just going to be better because they do an unbelievable job of servicing guys that you are going to just be, you are going to just feel better all the way around. Because, listen, you want to do some Botox? You want to do a facial? You want to get your hair removed? Do you want to? It doesn't matter what it is that you want to do. The staff there is tremendous, and guys, you're going to look better. How about have a date night? How about buy your girl a gift card to the med spa so that she can go, or you guys can go together, okay, and do stuff. It is just Amy is going to take care of you. She has got a program, guys, that for guys that is going to make you look and feel better. All you got to do is go to 975medspa.com and see for yourself. Do you want to look better, feel better? Amy is here for you at 975medspa.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports. Yeah, some on your mind, a better way to live your life. I hope you find it. Hey, some on your mind, you gotta keep on moving. You might find out about me later. Back to the bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You've got a couple of segments here to get in. If there's anything that we talked about that you want to refute or improve on, you're more than welcome. Or anything that we missed, you're more than welcome to do that. Did we talk about Aaron Rodgers yet today? I don't think we did.
No, but ESPN television has. They got it covered.
They got the ESPN covered Lamar. We covered Lamar a little bit.
Yeah.
But a little bit
did.
Earlier.
Yeah,
in
we
the
actually
show.
Did have some Lamar talk.
We did. We yeah. did. A little bit earlier in the show, RJ got ball sacked, okay, by Giannis. Mm-hmm. So the Daily
oh,
Show.
That doesn't sound.
Yeah.
RJ got ball sacked by Giannis. That doesn't. Are you. Does that sound good?
That sounds uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with him. You saying he got ball sacked by
HRP.
Giannis. Ball sack sports is they try to trick people.
Yeah.
And he got tricked by a clip involving Giannis.
Right.
That's you a, just that's said what he I got just said. He got ball sacked by Giannis. Giannis. That sounds like if you said that.
How many guys on the basketball court have gotten ball sacked by Giannis?
Oh, boy. Well, three guys now. Three different players
RJ,
last night from TV.
You did it in a different way, okay? You got. You thought Giannis was given a shot.
And then you tricked us.
And then you tricked us.
And the internet has been tricked by an edited version. Let's hear the edited version. Here's Giannis coming after Kevin Durant. We know Kevin Durant has gone to some different teams now. We heard this and we were like, oh my gosh, when we first
brutal.
Heard this. Here we go.
Kevin Durant, let's go. You keep joining super teams to win the NBA title. How about we work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Oh! Damn, that was a roast.
A roast.
The next person he roasted was the Joker, Nikola Jokic. He had this to say about the Joker.
Joker, how are you going to make it through the finals where you look like you can barely make it through a Burger King drive-thru?
That doesn't sound real. The other one sounded like it's an actual basketball
yeah,
argument.
Yeah.
And then who was the last one? LeBron?
LeBron. Who's
yeah.
LeBron?
He tried to.
He can't do it.
He tried to get him to say one to LeBron.
All right, do the LeBron one and we're going to get out of here. But make this one count.
LeBron, I love your game, man.
No. What is this? You're
LeBron,
not part of it. No.
I love your game. You're the king for a reason. GOAT just broke the all-time scoring record. Keep doing what you're doing, man. He's a blueprint. You're a blueprint, man.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't do it.
No.
That was the Daily Show, getting him to read stuff that the writers had written.
Who's the host of the Daily Show now?
That guy.
No, Trevor Noah
British,
left.
Isn't he?
No, the Daily Show was Trevor Noah before, and then
oh, yeah.
he left, and they replaced him with somebody. I haven't watched Daily Show for years and years, but.
Okay, here's the yeah. nice things. Here's the nice things that Giannis had to say.
He's a nice guy.
He yeah. isn't.
So we'll start with KD.
Okay, here's what he says to KD. Here's the niceties. Kind of
KD, where's the camera?
Where's the camera?
KD, you're one of the best scorers to ever play this game. I respect your game. You know, you've lead by example for 15 years. So you
I hate this.
You were my
I
favorite player growing up.
I hate this.
And
entertain me.
I respect your game.
Apparently, he was the host, none too pleased with the niceties, right? Here's him talking to Joker.
Jokic, I love your game.
No, no, it's like this. Go back, prompter. Hey, Jokic, Joker, how are you going to make it through the finals when you look like you can barely make it through a Burger King drive-thru? You shouldn't be on the court. You should be checking IDs outside of a hookah bar. You got to say it like that.
No. Oh,
that,
my God.
That's funny. That is.
Who is that?
Who is that guy? I love
Who's
him.
Who's the.
That's my kind of humor right there.
Oh, no. That's. Yeah, that's Hasan Minhaj. That's who that is. He's a comedian.
Is any relation to Nicki?
No.
No.
Not a relation no. to Nicki Minaj.
No. No.
My guess is Nicki Minaj is not named Nicki or Minaj.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Why isn't Nicki named Nicki or Minaj?
It's just, okay, I'll just Google her name. I
real
don't
name.
Want any.
Nicki
I don't
Minaj,
want,
real name.
Hold on.
It could be Doris. Doris
oh, I don't
Johnson.
I think it's going to be. Oh, her name is Onika Tanya Mirage Petty.
Okay.
She's Trinidadian.
Well, she's Nicki Minaj.
She is Onika Nikki. Yeah, I'll go with that. Mirage. She went Minaj. Okay. Just right. not a huge difference. I think she's got the play on word from Ménage à Trois. But yeah. Onika Mirage.
Onika Mirage.
Onika Mirage is her birth name.
She's Nicki Minaj. Yeah, that's close
enough.
Close enough. John Grant was close
Do you
enough.
Think Cardi's last name is B?
Yeah. It starts with a B? Yes.
She's Puerto Rican, so let's see. Her name is, no, it is not Cardi, and it is not B. Her name is Belcalis Marlenis Almanzar Cephas. Cardi B.
Cardi B has all those names?
Belcalis Marlenis.
Where's she from?
Almanzar. She's Puerto Rican. I'm almost positive she's Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on.
That sounds like a lot of
I mean, Puerto Rican heritage. I don't know if she's from... I mean, she
sounds like a lot of names for
somebody. She's from New York.
Yeah.
She's from New York, but I'm pretty sure...
Sounds like...
It's a Puerto Rican heritage.
A lot of names. Too many names for me. All right. Time for me right now to talk about...
I'm sorry. I was wrong. Dominican father and Trinidadian mother of African and Spanish descent. I was wrong on Nicki Minaj.
She would have said, what? Not what? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she would have put her leg up. Every time also, you talk about Cardi B, she's always got her leg up on this desk for some reason.
What? Should I play the WAP video for you
no,
here?
No, I don't need that. Don't need that in my life. I don't need you putting your legs up there anymore either.
Do you know what that stands for?
Yes.
Okay.
I know what it stands for.
Okay.
You know what it stands for Italians?
I didn't use it as an Italian thing.
Without papers.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. That doesn't sound near as scandalous.
No, without papers. And Tony to New York. They used to put the stamp on
What do you mean Tony?
Him.
What does that
Tony
mean? What's
to
Tony?
New York. And they put it on you.
I didn't know anything about
it. You get on the
Tony.
Boat and where's he going? To New York.
What is Tony? I don't even know
Tony.
Anything about that.
Tony. And that's how you got
Is that how the
Tony.
Name got started with Tony?
Tony.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's how it got started?
No, well, Antonio. But apparently they put that on people to New York. And even if your name wasn't Tony, it became Tony because you had that sticker on you. But this is all it's all legal. And you can legally do anything, actually, if you want to, through the Morley Law Firm. If you have an issue, whatever your issue is, it's the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. Make the call, Morley Law. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955. If you've got whatever problem it is, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Their expertise in so many different areas is unbelievable. And if you've gotten into an accident, an 18-wheeler, or any kind of an accident where you're not getting paid, if your insurance company is slow-rolling you, if your insurance company is denying you, if your doctor has made a mistake, any kind of an issue that has left you permanently or even whatever the case may be, you, my friends, will benefit from the Morley Law Firm because they will take care of you every step of the way. Get your evaluation, your free consultation with the Morley Law Firm, and let's go. I don't know what your issue is, but if you do have an issue, the Morley Law Firm is here. We don't have lawyers on retainer like all these rich people do. You know what we got? We got the Morley Law Firm. 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Your Cougs. They need to finish number one. They need to finish first. And what's going to hurt them is if Texas lost. what's going to hurt them is if Kansas came back ahead, a tough game, and Kansas was able to win the game. But if Kansas wins the Big 12 tournament, Kansas goes on and goes on a run, there's a chance that Kansas is going to be number one. They would have the Midwest. They would get the Midwest, and the Cougs would have to go out west. And that's not ideal. Here's Kelvin Sampson talking about the significance of finishing number one overall.
Not for me. There's no significance. It's our third time being number one. And I said it right the first time. You know, you're renting it. You know, we were going to lose somebody. So the team to replace us was going to lose too. And when they lost, the team to replace them was going to lose. So it's all musical chairs, man. That's why you learn in this business, don't ever take yourself seriously. And you don't ever think in terms of periods in college basketball. You think in terms of commas.
So would you rather play in Sacramento and Vegas or Birmingham and Kansas City?
Birmingham and Kansas City. Absolutely. From a travel standpoint.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For your fans to get there.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you're not number one, if you're the second seed, then you're going to have to go out west, and Kansas will go. Because it's more than likely going to be Kansas that will usurp it. Yep. They'll prop more than likely. I saw yesterday Lunardi has U of H number one overall and number two seed in their bracket, Texas.
Hmm.
That would be interesting if Texas and Houston matched up for the regional final.
So do you know that those two teams played in a little secret game before the season started and Houston annihilated Texas? There was a secret game that was played here, a scrimmage. U of H played Texas, and U of H annihilated Texas. Blistered them by like 18. It was like whipped them. And for Texas, it was good. You know, Chris Beard, wanted to see what his guys were made of. Mm-hmm. He wanted to test them. And Houston's defense was just stifled them. So it was a whooping. And it's interesting to – because as the season goes on, you get better. Some teams get worse, but you should get better or you change in different ways. I don't know. The only way I can think about Houston changing some is that Walker is more assertive, I think, a little bit now than he was earlier in the year. But that still comes and goes. Like, it's not every game that Jairus Walker is an assertive force. It almost – I don't know if he has to be pushed or if it just randomly happens.
I don't know the answer to that either. It's so funny. Brandon Miller is starting to put up a lot of points now. Mm-hmm. Brandon Miller is really asserting himself as the
– dude, it's almost like he's gotten – like – it almost is like he has an F you attitude about this whole thing because day that he hit 40 that game.
And then did you see the pat down in the pregame?
Yeah, it was the same game.
It was, yeah.
So apparently he's been doing this all year.
Well, allegedly he's been doing this. That's what Oates said.
No. I saw a video of him from in December.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw a video from December where it's been done.
Well, but
it's
Oates said that's done.
No, but you're totally tone deaf. If you're Miller or even the teammate that does it, why don't you just say, hey,
we need to stop.
We shouldn't do this. Not right now.
Oh, but they lean into it. That's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever the case may be. But I just saw another yesterday. I was reading obviously it's going to be Victor and then Scoot. And then Brandon Miller is number three still. And there's going to be a lot of questions asked about that. But Jairus Walker was five. Jairus Walker was the fifth guy. Mm-hmm. And when you look at his numbers, it's like 11 points a game. It's, you know, no numbers that really are, you're like, wow, jumped out at you. This guy's the fifth overall pick. But everybody's still really high on him. And we asked Coach about him. We asked Coach Sampson about him, about Jairus Walker. And, you know, he doesn't put up the kind of numbers that you would think he's a lottery pick. And he goes, geez, just awesome.
Yeah.
He's just awesome. That's the kind of kid that you want on your team. A guy that will do anything to win basketball games as opposed to give me my numbers.
And I would much rather have, obviously you'd much rather have that. But at some point you need, I think Houston is in desperate need. Maybe it's just Sasser, but it's good to have two of them. But at some point, you got to have a pecking order where you know, like, okay, late in the game, this is the guy that's going to, like John Wallace used to be, with Syracuse. Yeah. I don't know why that name comes to me. He wasn't a great NBA player, but there's just certain guys, Danny Manning, historically you've seen it forever. Kevin Durant was that way at Texas. You have guys who just, Carmelo, who take over at the end of games. Now, I'm not saying Jairus Walker is necessarily any of those guys, but what I am saying is Sasser, Walker, like,
It could be shed.
Well, and I like that. That's why Houston goes far, is they have different guys step up. But to win a title because you're not a good shooting team, you remember when Glenn Rice was on a team full of really good players, Ramil Robinson. It was literally a team of five future NBA players. And Glenn Rice became the guy in that tournament. And that's years and years ago. But that's what happens.
1989.
Teams need to have a player get hot at different times. And to win it all sometimes. And I know Houston is a team-based, you know, everything's team, but are you shooting threes well as a team? It'd be nice every once in a while if you just saw Jairus Walker or Sasser had, you know, what a game, 29 in the big win. You know, he put the team on his shoulders. At some point, that may have to happen for them to win a title this year.
Yep.
Because more times than not, that does happen. Well, I shouldn't say more times than not, but that happens plenty where a guy just gets hot in the tournament or he just elevates his game come tournament time.
Yep. Well, it could be Tremont Marker. It could be Juwan Roberts. It could be any. Yeah. I mean, all of them. That's a good thing, but it's also a problem. They don't have that go-to guy that you know in the last minute of the game, he's going to take the shot. He's going to be the guy that's going to make that shot that you have to have in the last minute. They haven't played many games where in the last minute of the game, they just a handful of games. I mean, they beat teams by 20 points a game. I got a text yesterday from a Coug fan who was like, he was laughing at me because I said, you know, the Cougs are unwatchable because they just kick the snot out of everybody. He said, I sat in Hoffman's being the only person in an entire section watching us get beat by 20. I love every glorious minute of these games. In fact, I judge the quality of the opponent by whether they can score more than 20 in the first half. That's how good this team is. We'll see. They don't get talked about nearly enough in this city, that's for sure. That's just a great, great basketball team. Kelvin Sampson says there's no significance on finishing the season number one, but it sure would be nice for the fan base.
There's significance.
Yeah.
How
many people are going to be able to go up to Sacramento?
Yeah, he's got to say there's no significance. There is for people who travel with your team. Absolutely.
Alabama's got a chance, too, to be the number one seed. UCLA as well. I think those three teams. But Kansas probably has the best chance. Listen, the Big 12 is the best basketball conference there is. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big difference next year for the Cougs now. Big difference for the Cougs next season, having to play in the Big 12 as opposed to the AAC. But the way that Kelvin Sampson goes about it, and he said, guess what? I ain't going nowhere. This is it, my last stop. So that's awesome to hear for Coug fans. That's
I did
sure.
too. And did you hear what he said, how he said it? He was like, I was in Milwaukee, I was here, I was Bloomington, he went through all the stops, and it was weird because I was lucky enough that my dad was a U of H for a long time through me being in like fourth grade, I think, through, or maybe it was fifth grade all the way through my junior year of high school, and in my senior year, he didn't coach. But I was lucky that we didn't have to move.
Yeah.
Everyone else had to, you know, like after I was done, all of a sudden they started moving a lot. And Kelvin Sampson right now is just, hey, he went from the Rockets to the Cougars. This is it. Yep. This is home. He's not going anywhere.
That's awesome. Good for him and his family because that's such a hard life. Such a hard life. All right, taking a break. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, you need to talk a little patio.
Texas Custom Patios. The only thing that's weird right now is if you have an opportunity to make your home better, your house better, and turn it into a home, and you don't do it, just look at Texas Custom Patios. Go to Texas Custom Patios' Instagram page. Wow. The before and afters you see there are incredible. Now, you can see a lot of them, obviously, on their website, but these are updated projects that they're doing. They're building swimming pools now. They do outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces, great big seated areas where you can entertain guests, entertain family members. If you have enough space at your house, maybe you have a great big house across that's broad across the back, and maybe you're in a Maybe you're in River Oaks and you're listening. Maybe you're in Katy, you're listening. Maybe you're in Pearland, but you've got space. Well, they can really turn that space into an incredible opportunity for you to have a backyard oasis. And they do everything. I mean, the craftsmanship is incredible. Everything that you need done to make it happen, Steve and Shell and his crew are going to do. And the process is completely transparent. Whatever the price is up front, that's it. Even if things have to be changed because material, something happened with material, they eat the cost on that one. They want to make sure that you are happy. And what you get is what you're going to pay for. It's going to be more valuable than what you paid for it. TexasCustomPatios.com. You can't put a price tag on your happiness when it comes to your home. But I can tell you this, when it comes time to sell it, well, that price tag that you sell it for is going to go way up. TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Lance, let me ask you a question here. If a naked woman entered your hotel room,
gross,
naked, went and laid in your bed,
gross, is her name Nicole?
While you were playing your video game, if you were in the League of Legends, what would you do?
Well, if I were in League of Legends, I would nerd out and keep playing.
That's what this nerd did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, cosplayer Kim.
Cosplayer. Yeah.
Kim Serchuptipas.
Yep.
Suddenly found himself in the middle of this disturbing situation.
Yeah, that is gross.
She went, suddenly invaded, unbeknownst to him, walked in, got in bed, laid down, and he continued to play.
Yeah, because she probably was turned on by, he's probably some great player.
He's a young man. He did it differently than I would have at his age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. I think you find a lot of them do it differently than you would have at your age.
It probably.
When you were younger. At their age.
How about this? If you miss a payment, future Ford vehicles could repossess themselves. Do you want to buy a car that could repossess itself?
So now we're taking away work for repo,
right,
man?
Right, right. I know. Uh-huh. Apparently, Volkswagen has got a little bit of a problem. They're under fire. They wouldn't help locate a car with an abducted child because the GPS subscription had expired.
Oh.
Wow. Volkswagen. Sorry. You didn't be. You didn't pay this month? Sorry. We're not going to be able to help you find your abducted child.
We'd love to help you find your abducted child.
Oh,
however,
my God.
However.
Oh, my goodness. What are you?
Unfortunately.
This happens all too often, I think, in India. Apparently, a bride died of a heart attack during the wedding rituals. What did the family do? Push the sister in. Now you take over.
I'm not backup quarterback here. What's going on?
Oh, no, yes. Oh, yes, you are.
Wow.
Oh, yes, you are.
It was either a really lucky moment for her or a horribly unlucky moment.
Hey, apparently now you're going to be able to test your embryo to whether or not they have chances for college. Do you want
How's that?
An embryo that doesn't have a chance for college or has a chance?
How does this test work?
Apparently, I don't know. They're able to test whether or not this... The DNA test is to gauge whether or not they have a chance to get into a top college someday. You know,
I can tell you this. If you're doing DNA tests on intelligence, you better be real careful on that slippery slope.
I'm not sure that this woman from Augusta would have made it through this embryo. Apparently, she didn't get her biscuits at Popeyes.
Yep.
What'd she do? She drove through the drive-in into the Popeyes store.
Right, she's got to be a big girl.
Yeah, she's a big girl. She wanted her biscuits. What are you not? What are you crazy?
Now, disclosure here.
Uh-huh.
That's their biscuits are good.
No, their biscuits
Popeye's
are great.
Biscuits are really good.
However, don't you think you should have just gone in and
said,
"Where are my biscuits?"
Yeah. Is she called a Karen? That's the most Karen move I've ever heard, to drive your
black
car
woman,
through.
So
anybody can be a Karen is a complainer.
Oh no, I thought it was a. It was
what typically is
typically
used,
white.
Okay,
woman.
Then what are black women who complain called?
I don't know. I don't think
there. Is there a
I've
name?
Never heard of a black woman complaining.
That's a Karen move, though. You don't. Not only are you trying.
That's not a Karen move. That's a nut job move.
You're trying to see
drive
the manager
through the Popeyes because you didn't get your biscuits.
Well, that's a beyond. Which is worse, Karen saying, I want to see the manager, or driving through a...
Driving!
I'd rather deal with a Karen than somebody crashing through my Popeyes.
Yes. No. No, no, no.
That's the ultimate Karen move.
Apparently, Tennessee's really on a roll as far as their politics go.
Have they been hot? Have they been hot lately?
The Tennessee Republicans are voting to make drag shows felonies in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
That's maybe a little aggressive. Okay,
felony.
If you have a drag show, you could go to prison on a felony charge. Okay, a Florida teacher is on leave. I don't know how you got this job as a teacher ever. This happens way too often. Florida teacher's on leave after accusation he had white students bow to black students in his classroom. Okay.
We do so much racial teacher stuff. A lot of times it's things you can't believe that anyone would have done. Like, you had students bow to other students.
Right. Because
what kind of world? Can't kids just be in school and do school stuff, like buy beef jerky from the Uhl brothers for $2 in paper sacks like I used to do?
Right.
Whenever I was, you know, in school, and use my lunch money to get homemade beef jerky instead. Just school stuff like that.
Yeah.
Write notes. Do you want to go with me? Yes, no, maybe. Maybe kids
That's
all of a sudden want to fight
anymore.
At a locker.
We bow to each other, or we have...
Tommy, get over here. Yeah, the other story you've told. Get over here. You need to bow to him. Bow to him. I'm not Asian. It's not the Asian bow. It's a show of subservience and just do it. Just do your bow. I'm telling my mom. Don't tell mom. Don't tell mom. Okay, guys, we're going to have you bow to other students of a different race, but I don't want you to tell your parents. Okay? This is just our fun little thing that we're doing. Don't tell mom and dad, because I could get in trouble for this.
A Singaporean man. He sued a woman for $3.24 million.
Didn't bow to him.
No. She declined to turn their friendship into romance. So he's suing her. Do you feel like...
Wait. You've done this story. You've either done this story...
No.
Or another story that was similar. This is the second lawsuit from not... from not going on a date?
Yeah. Apparently... this one is not going on a date. He wanted their friendship to turn into romance. Can you sue somebody? Do you feel like... I
don't know their court system.
Well,
it could be against the law there.
It is.
Or it could be something that is worth a civil suit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in
this
Singapore.
Country, I would say absolutely not. There's no case. I can't tell you what's going to happen in Singapore. I don't know their laws.
In Mumbai.
I know that one kid got caned in Singapore. Yeah. So I'm guessing there's a chance he's got it.
He's got a shot. And finally, have you ever forgotten your wedding anniversary?
No.
Well, in Mumbai, a guy did. And the wife and parents beat him up silly. He was... Apparently...
Now, was this after he had to marry...
Was hospitalized.
Hold on. This is in India, Mumbai. Was this also the same husband who had to marry a daughter who stepped in for the other one that had a heart attack
this
during
was
the
not.
Ceremony? Okay.
But
because I could see how that would
they're be. Arranged, a lot of arranged marriages there, so maybe he was just like, I don't really want to celebrate this.
Yeah.
Guess what? You can get your ass kicked.
All of a sudden, it's like a scene from Goodfellas. Keep him here, Tommy.
Let's get it. We're done. Hope you enjoyed it. We will be back tomorrow, everybody. Lance is going to be at the Combine giving us all the information. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.
Alexis, turn it off. Alexis, turn it off.
years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.